Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Well, well, well. How the turntables on
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Lamar Jackson is practicing. Adam Schefter posted it. So I guess that means we're going to find out the injury report on Lamar Jackson, but I would say that this is a good indication for them, for the Ravens.
Well, well, well. How the turntables.
Yep.
So, Layla, this is
I'm going to build that Michael Scott paper company if it's the last thing I do.
You're looking.
And then I'm going to go through Threat Level Midnight.
Oh.
I'm going to do all the editing and the shooting and the re-editing and the shooting.
Oh, wow.
We're going to save that NHL All-Star game.
I think you're...
Stiff stop!
I think you're missing an opportunity here.
For a vasectomy?
No, not that. Not that.
The reversal of a vasectomy? Do you know what kind of toll that takes on someone?
Stiff stop!
Maybe that's a thing.
I am missing that opportunity. I'm sorry.
I think the opportunity that you're missing here is that Lamar Jackson's going to play on Sunday. And that means we're going to get a game. Not a, Bears should win. It's a, hey, do you have some anxiety you would like to pack into a 3-hour window? Boy, do I have a time for you.
Or does Lamar Jackson have a, I want to prove the record for the 1-5 and change my fate game?
To that, I have one question. Does Lamar Jackson play on the defensive side of the ball? He does not. So Caleb Williams still has something to go out there and do on Sunday, regardless of if Lamar Jackson's on the field or not.
Well, and as I mentioned with Tim Jenkins, we know that an undrafted free agent trying to play left tackle in the NFL is not always going to go smoothly. The left tackle position for the Bears has not gone smoothly, I would say the last several years, like more than 4, more than 5. So given that information, I guess we shouldn't be surprised when, after what we saw against the Saints, was a rough game for Theo Benedet on the left side. But then Ben Johnson added to that when he watched the film and talked to reporters on Monday.
Theo.
Yeah.
Zay didn't think he played winning football yesterday. After you watched the tape, how'd you assess his game yesterday?
It's inconsistent, to say the least. He had a couple false starts mixed in there. Run game wise, he did some good things in terms of moving guys, but probably wasn't as clean as it could be. And then in pass pro, I think Chase Young got after him just a little bit more than he'd like as well.
Does he have a longer leash? Like earlier in the process, you were very clear that it was ongoing evaluations. It could change week to week. You mentioned that it could go into the bye week. Now that we're a little bit past that, does he have more solid footing than any of the guys had before, or is he still on that equally short leash?
Well, I mean, we need all of our guys to perform at a high level for us to move the ball, score points on offense, win games as a team. And so the evaluation process always goes on. If there's someone that's not pulling his weight, then we got to make a decision there. But No, I think he's going to continue to get better with the more reps that he gets. And, you know, that wasn't a slouch that he was going against yesterday on most of those snaps. And I think he's going to continue to get better.
Ben Johnson is right. Chase Young is no slouch. And what I found really compelling about that part of the game, especially to begin with, was how well they sniffed out the screen game. It wasn't even necessarily beating Theo Benedet. It was knowing that they knew exactly what the play was going to be, and they didn't let him happen. And batted balls have been an issue for Caleb Williams at the line of scrimmage. And it's not just on Theo Benedet. It's also been in the center of the line and toward the right side of the line. So that is something we have seen. But what happened to start the game outright, that let you know they were not going to let you establish that screen on the left side of the field like they wanted, and left tackle is a big part of it.
I'll be honest, Lilo, when I saw the beginning of the game and the stuff Chase Young was doing, I was like, is this deja vu? Are we going back to Las Vegas?
Like, what year Chase Young is this?
No. I'm going back to earlier this season when that's the way he was popping on my television screen.
Like Max Crosby did.
He was popping like Max Crosby also popped on my television screen. They got it a little bit more under control because they figured out, oh, this is what they're trying to do. This is what they're sniffing out. But overall, yes, Theo Benedet did not play up to par. But Ben Johnson's comments were encouraging in that he talks about him expecting him to play better.
They're also concerning because he said inconsistent to say the least. This is the guy you chose to play left tackle. You have another left tackle at your disposal. I'm pretty sure you have three, perhaps four, depending on how you want to use Ozzie Trapillo.
I think it says more about the other options in the old cabinet. You know, when you're hungry and you're looking around the house and there's nothing good to eat and you just settle on something that you really don't want to eat in that moment, but that's the best option you have out of whatever's in your pantry. That's what I'm looking at when I see this guy.
Well, and that's my concern is that's what I thought of. I thought, if he's saying that about the guy he chose to play left tackle, what does that say about the rest of them?
Also not up to snuff.
Like, is this left tackle battle over?
I think it's over for the time being. I think they don't want to go back and forth, and I think he has confidence, as he said, that Benedet's going to continue to get better. And so that's really all they can do at this point. Again, they won the game one, but even though Benedet was far from perfect, to say the least, as you will, I think...
Inconsistent, to say the least, is what HC said, head coach.
Yes. So I'm saying... If that's the case, knowing what we know about the rest of the personnel, this is what we got to work with. I'm going to do my best job as a head coach. Dan Roschard is going to do his best job as an offensive lineman. Declan Doyle is going to do his best job in sorting it out in a way that we minimize the weakness that is left tackle right now.
Yeah, but either way, I still think that's a concern. When that's how you're talking about the guy you chose and he beat out three other people to get it.
Oh, no, it says more about the roster in its totality than anything. Oh, I don't know why I use that word.
Bingo.
Totality.
Because it's a good word.
Yeah, but you know how it was used recently, and I did not like that.
Yeah, we use words, and we choose to use them, too. Guess what? Collaborate is good when it's done properly also.
I didn't know from the text line and also from David Haw texting me that mollywopped was, like, not a thing that people knew about.
But why?
Well, because apparently it's colloquial. And it's more of a Southern term than it is a Midwestern term. So when I said mollywopped, you know, it means you got beat down in case you couldn't figure it out with context.
Amen. In fact, there are times where I've wanted to say it, but that I don't because I don't know if people would even know that it's appropriate.
Context. It's always appropriate.
Yeah, that it is. Coming up next, we have more Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. Number one. We got to wish somebody a happy birthday. That somebody is Danny Parkins. And I have an uncomfortable question to ask him about a colleague of his. So we'll do it all next. I'm Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.